Now, Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:45 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. Another Prairie Players Civic Theater production gets underway this weekend. And I was just reading something very interesting about this one. It's called The Mouse Trap, and it, like with a number of other Prairie Players productions, will have a two-weekend run starting this weekend, and Kenny Knox is directing The Mouse Trap. Kenny, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I was just reading that this performance, at least this play in London, has a very important distinction that I think is pretty cool.
Right. It has the longest initial run of any play in history. It opened in 1952, and it's been running ever since.
Even bigger than Cats.
Exactly. Shocking.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. But no, that's very cool. So what made this appealing enough to you to do here at Prairie Players?
Well, it's interesting. I hadn't planned on directing a show for Prairie Players.
Oh, okay.
And then they contacted me and asked me if I would be interested in directing The Mouse Trap. And I, you know, really love the writing of Agatha Christie. I've tried my hand at writing some mystery plays myself. And so any chance I get to work on The Mouse Trap or Ten Little Indians or, you know, the list goes on, it's always a lot of fun.
That's right. You have done a couple of different unique mystery type
yes,
of things,
a
haven't
few
you?
Mystery dinners in Macquan, so
right.
They've been great fun.
Yeah, that's great. And I also know you from, because of it's near and dear to my heart, being a former speech team member in high school.
Right.
You deal with that at Spoon River Valley,
yep,
is that right?
Spoon River Valley, yep. We're gearing up this summer for another season. My assistant speech coach, Kathleen Basham, and I spent in the summer, looking for appropriate material for our team, and then we, you know, hit the ground running when school starts in August.
When you coach kids in terms of things like speech, what's different about doing that versus coaching people in a play, or are there some parallels there?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things that are similar. I mean, if you're of course, there are 14 events, and all of the events aren't acting events, but you're still you're working on character and pacing and diction, and of course, all those things happen in a play as well. The trick with speech is if you're doing an acting event, or most events actually, it can only be 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
So you're cutting down perhaps a 2-hour play into an 8-minute scene, and you're trying to come up with an emotional arc and a build. And so a little tricky, but still a lot of fun to do.
I was only good at one of those speech events in high school.
And
I'll bet you'll never guess
speaking?
That's the one. I was going to say, you're never going to guess what event
imagine.
I went to state my senior year in.
Fantastic.
And I will tell anybody that who wants to know. Anyway, so let's talk about I think I've kind of roller coastered this interview here, but that's okay.
Let's keep talking about the speech team.
Well, I could talk about that all day with you, but I only have about 12 more minutes
all right,
in the show.
So we probably better talk about The Mouse Trap then.
Exactly. For folks who aren't familiar with The Mouse Trap, again, it's a wonderful work by Agatha Christie. But talk a little bit about it for those who don't know. It opened in 1952, as you said, in London,
right.
But it's really kind of a timeless story.
Well, it is. I mean, like most mysteries are, it doesn't really matter what the setting is. And the setting of this play is the late 40s, early 50s. And as oftentimes Agatha Christie would do, she would take a group of characters and she would strand them somehow, you know. With Murder on the Orient Express, there was an avalanche and
right.
They were stuck on the train. And Ten Little Indians, they were stuck on an island with no way of getting off. And, the same thing here. There is a blizzard. These people come together because this couple, Giles and Molly Ralston, are opening a guest house, kind of a precursor to a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people are just able to get there, and then all the roads are snowed up And, of course, then murder ensues.
So it's your classic whodunit yes. mixed in being trapped in the middle of winter.
Exactly.
There you go. Let's talk about some of the cast. I see some names that are awfully familiar to folks who are to me and to folks who may be familiar with other Prairie Players productions.
Right. Well, a couple of the folks that have been in a lot of Prairie Players shows, I've directed them. I've been in shows with them as well, would be Vera Fornander, Brian Town. They have done a lot of shows with Prairie Players. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're great fun to work with. We have some new folks as well, Courtney Howard and Samuel Carrington, Clara Kramer, and, you know, we have a few others as well. And we're just so, you know, excited to welcome new people. And it's great to work with people that have been in shows for a long time. It's a nice balance.
Yeah, for sure. Do you find that when you work with newer performers and combine them with some of the veteran performers that it's how much must it help those new performers?
Well, I mean, I think it's a it helps them, but I would say there's not one person in the cast that hasn't been in at least one show. You know, Aaron Whitehurst has been in at least one Prairie Players show that I know, and he does a lot with Sugar High Theatricals as mm-hmm. well. And so, and he was a member of the Canton speech team. I remember judging him several years ago. You know, he's had a lot of experience, and it's just interesting that, you know, even though people might not have had a lot of experience with Prairie Players, they've still had acting experience. As a matter of fact, you know, the gentleman who is playing Mr. Paravicini, Spiro, Russ Cass, I never call him by his last name, so I'm not sure whether I pronounced that right or
that's
not.
That's okay.
This is the third time he has played this role.
Really?
But the first time he's done a show with Prairie Players, so, you know, it's really cool to work with him and, you know, see him develop the character of Mr. Paravicini.
Does it help to have someone like Spiro in a performance like this who's had this role before?
Well, you know, I think each director has a different interpretation.
Sure.
And so, you know, maybe what worked with, you know, the character in one show, maybe the director's vision is just a little different. But, of course, Spiro's a true professional and, you know, takes direction really well. So it's not like he says, I've done it this way before, I'm going to do it this way again. That we've never had that conversation.
That's good. All right. So we have 2 weekends full of performances of The Mousetrap starting Friday.
Yes, almost here.
Talk a little bit about the times and the tickets and that sort of thing.
Well, the Friday and Saturday performances will be at 7:30, and the Sunday performances will be at 2 o'clock. There's a student price. If you are a student and you have your ID with you, the ticket price is $8, and adults are $15.
Very good.
And you can call Prairie Players, 309-343-7728 for tickets, or go to prairieplayers.com, and you can be hooked up with tickets that way as well.
You can also find a link to that on our community events page at WGIL.com as well. Unlike the last three interviews for plays I've done with Prairie Players, I had to have the disclaimer that I was a part of the show in some form or another. I'm not really this time, but as I said off the air, I'm ushering on Sunday. So that'll be a fun time, and I'll get to see another great performance.
That's right. You certainly will. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to Blick Art Materials for sponsoring this production as well. We really appreciate their support of the arts in Galesburg.
And we really appreciate people like you continuing to take on projects like The Mousetrap, Kenny. Oh,
well, thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Kenny Knox, director of The Mousetrap for Prairie Players Civic Theater this weekend and next. Again, thanks so much, and break a leg.
Well, thank you. I might fall off the set, so it's entirely possible.
Well, on Sunday, if you fall off, I'll rush up to try and catch you.
Well,
so that way there's no
much.
Serious injury. You know, nobody likes a good liability claim.
That is true.
Kenny, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.